This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M, the CEO of the Mankimbia City Council. He's waiting patiently on the line to have a chat. Andrew Meddle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ewan?
Mate, I am sensational. And today, look, some really cool projects that the council is doing that we get to talk about.
Indeed, yeah. We had our council meeting on Tuesday night by Zoom again, that some of your listeners may have watched via the live stream. Some big ticket items that the city's been waiting for a fair number of years that are probably game changers in the waste recycling and reuse space.
Andrew, I know for a fact I've been talking about hard waste collection on the radio for decades. There's a trial coming up. It's great.
I think so. We know in the early stages of the pandemic, a lot of people were spending more time at home, did some sort of spring cleaning out of season. And there's a number of people have got stuff that they wish to dispose of. As part of our COVID-19 pandemic response, we're initiating a trial. We've put $200,000 aside for that trial. It will be a by appointment service that will start from the 1st of July, and we're putting together all the information now. But basically how it will work is you just contact the council, book a collection time and day, and then either the night before or on the day, you can put your material out on the nature strip outside your property. Mm. Council will come along, collect it. And then that will be the end of the matter from your perspective. It won't cost you anything other than the phone call. And when we get the collected items then to the waste transfer station, we'll go through it. We'll work out what can be taken into the reuse market, what can be broken up and recycled effectively, and then the residue goes to the landfill. So a win for our residents, a win for the environment, you know, some really good outcomes there. And as you say, something that's been talked about for a long while.
Andrew, it's a question without notice, and I'm not sure whether you know, but with the reuse market, any idea how much has been transferred from the waste stream as a result of that?
Not off hand, Ewan, but it is, my understanding is it's tonnes. It's not... you know, it's not an insignificant amount. There's a lot of work goes on there. And, you know, the diversion from landfill is one element, but there's also a lot of people in our community who don't have a lot of money, and they've been able to repurpose items that they can get from the reuse market.
Oh, it's
and that's another great social outcome for our city.
And is there a case in the future where the council will open the reuse market to more times than it's open at the moment?
I think so. At the moment, we're closed because we can't have large gatherings and we can't manage the volume of patrons that we would normally get. Mm. But yes, we're looking throughout this year at a number of initiatives around waste, around recycling, around reuse. So that will certainly be on the agenda. And it may be something that comes as a result of the pandemic, that we have to be open more to enable the volume of people who want to use the service to get through safely and enable that social distancing to still be managed effectively.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Andrew Meddle is talking to me this morning. There's been some great stuff that's been talked about at council. Not only have we got a trial of hard waste collection, Andrew, apparently free green waste is going to be happening. Tell me all about it.
Okay, yep. So another great initiative that we've been talking about for a little while with the elected body. From the 1st of July, there will no longer be fees if you have a green waste bin in the city. If you don't have a green waste bin currently, you'll be able to get one for a one-off $85 fee, and that includes the big bin itself that you put out, your food waste bin, the biodegradable liners, and some education material that will help people understand what goes where and what the benefits of doing the right thing are.
Now, once again, talking getting waste out of the waste stream that goes to Caroline Landfill, obviously this has got to be a money saver in a way for council.
Yes, there is a saving in terms of the actual landfill cost. So we're aware average bin contamination from food organics or organic material more generally is 46%. So any of that that can be diverted to our partner Biogrow to be used and turned into compost and so on is a great move. Running a landfill is a risky activity. It's a licensed activity, and the engineering and the cost of providing new space in landfills is just increasing year on year. So anything we can do to divert organic waste going in the landfill is a great outcome. It is going to come with a $500,000 price tag is our estimate for council. But we've had to weigh up the economic cost against the social and environmental benefits. Mm. And elected members were with the administration there that the environmental and social benefits of this outweigh the economic hit. So these are a couple of things that would probably have happened at some stage, but because we've got the extra stimulus and the need to help our community, well, why not do it now instead of kicking the can down the road a bit further?
Mm. Now, Andrew, one of the other really cool things from Council, the Community Development Fund is open at the moment. There is a bucket load of cash which is on offer.
That's it. We created a community development fund as part of our response to COVID-19. While community buildings and sports buildings are empty because they haven't been able to be used for this time, we put money available so they could be spruced up or have more significant works done to them. There's been a good take-up of the fund currently, which is up to $5,000 for minor works or up to $20,000 for more major works. There's no match funding requirement from the club or community group. And if your club or community group predominantly serves the residents of Mount Gambier, then we'd love to have a conversation and fill in the form and get your claim in. The requirements are that if you're doing the work yourselves, that you buy the materials locally and that the materials are Australian. If it's a bigger project, then not only do you need to comply with those two, but you need to have selected a local contractor to do the works for you. So we're trying to create a virtuous circle where this money that we recycle into our community is then recycled into a number of other pockets in our community and helps build a bit of business confidence across the city.
Mm. Andrew, it's always good to catch up to talk about what is going on with council. It's been a great chance to have a chat about some great stuff going on. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Ewan, and I hope you and your listeners have a great week.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.